Haines recently served as testing grounds for a state experiment that sought to find out if Alaska-grown meat had a market in Southeast. Tara Bicknell from KHNS in Haines has more.
The Department of Natural Resources Division of Agriculture selected Ulrud's Alaska Meat and Grocery to receive its first ever shipment of beef and pork raised and butchered within state lines. Simon Ford is the meat manager at the store in downtown Haines.
Yeah, this is the first time we've been able to pull this off. And the problem is we're producing good stuff in Alaska, you know, with vegetables and meat and whatever. But there's no transportation system set up to deliver this stuff in remote parts of Alaska, get it from one region to another.
The Division of Agriculture's Patricia O'Neill arranged the test with the help of a state grant that covered the shipping costs for the meat.
We've been working on a red meat project. We had some federal funding, and I said, hey, we would like to see if, you know, we can market some meat in Southeast, because not a lot of Alaska-grown products go south at all. And a lot of it is because of, one, the perishability of it, and two, because of shipping costs. So we wanted to see, what are the possibilities of shipping products south? Can we overcome these barriers?
Ford says he was happy to be the guinea pig among Alaska's butchers.
She called me up and said, you know, we want somebody from Southeast to do this and just to see how it goes. And I jumped at it. So I bought two steers and two pigs. They were raised in Delta Junction, and they were taken to a processing plant just out of Fairbanks, and they slaughtered them and broke them into quarters for us. And then they were trucked down to Anchorage.
Most consumer goods arrive in the Upperland Canal via Juneau from the lower 48, and few, if any, perishable Alaska-grown goods are shipped to Southeast Alaska. It's just too costly to ship overland in-state.
The price was a little higher than buying traditional boxed beef out of Seattle, but it wasn't a whole lot higher. But once you factored the shipping in, it almost doubled. I had $3,500 in the meat, and then it was just under $3,100 for shipping.
According to the Division of Agriculture's research, Alaska farmers can grow enough supply for the state's residents, but it's the shipping complications that keeps the production for Alaska grown so small.
It's kind of ironic because production is limited by the market, and it's not cost effective at this point for our producers to grow more to export because the lower 48 market is so large. So it's our goal to expand markets. And another side of greater production is having more food security in Alaska, and we all understand the importance of that and to be self-sufficient.
O'Neill says the division recognized the risk that meat and grocery was taking by volunteering to sell the product and relied on Ford's relationship with customers and expertise as a butcher for their results.
We thought, okay, we want to see, yes, how fast the meat sells, what the customer's response is, what price they're willing to pay. And so we were able to say, you buy the meat, we'll pay for the shipment. We understand that this is a big risk for you. This is a risk that you might not be willing to take if you don't know what the customer's response will be and what price point will be the breaking point.
And Ford says people liked the meat, which was not organic, but hormone and antibiotic free from Tanana Valley Meats in North Pole.
The stuff was in really good condition, and it was beautiful. The meat was just fantastic. And we had a really, really good response. People loved it for a variety of reasons. You know, I tried to interview a lot of customers, and, well, did you like the meat? Everybody loved it. No complaints about the meat. Everybody thought it was a good value, and there were different things that were appealing to people about it, one of which being it was natural, and another being it was Alaska grown. I got a lot of comments about, you know, well, the less dependent we are on those knuckleheads down south, the better, you know, and I kind of shared that same philosophy.
Neither the division or meat and grocery is planning to sell any more of the Alaska grown meat anytime soon due to the extraordinary cost of shipping.
The problem is, at this point, you know, there's no more grant money available. So if we wanted to do this, we'd have to find a way to get it down here for less money, or it's just plain cost prohibitive for people to buy it. But in hindsight, we've crunched different ways of doing it, and there are definitely opportunities to reduce the cost of shipping.
O'Neill says the experiment is a clear message to Alaska growers that buyers are out there, and that could someday lead to more Alaska-grown products in the Upperland Canal. In Haines, I'm Tara Bicknell.